RiRi is headlining Super Bowl 57. Blackpink makes chart history, and we tell you everything happening at our annual Latin Music Week. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Monday, September 26th. We're at Billboard Latin Music Week in Miami, and we're kicking the week off with some major news. Rihanna's return to music is gonna be major.
Work, 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 work. You send me heavy work, 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 work.
That's right, the 14-time Billboard Hot 100 chart topper is gonna be hitting the stage at the Super Bowl halftime show in Arizona on February 12, 2023. After news broke that Taylor Swift had reportedly turned down the NFL's offer, speculation over who would headline the Apple Music event began, and RiRi confirmed she accepted the offer with one picture. Rihanna hasn't performed publicly in 5 years, and fans have been begging for a new album since she released Anti back in 2016. No word on if her 15-minute set will include any new bops, but she has been spotted in the studio. She's got a lot of support in her corner.
Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
Jay-Z said, Rihanna is a generational talent, a woman of humble beginnings who surpassed expectations at every turn. Plus, Dr. Dre, who headlined last year's halftime show, said, I can't wait to see what she's going to do. And his advice for her? Put the right people around you and have fun. We can't wait to see what our Barbadian queen serves in February. We've got some new queens of the Billboard 200. Blackpink is in your area and on top of the charts. Blackpink makes history as the first Korean all-female group to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 with Born Pink.
I bring the pain like this type pink venom, this type pink venom.
With songs like Pink Venom and Shutdown, the 8-track collection had 102,000 equivalent album units earned, according to Luminate. And it's the first album from a female group to take the top spot since Danity Kane's Welcome to the Dollhouse back in 2008. I know I contributed to a big chunk of those sales. It's good to be a bleep. Welcome to Billboard Latin Music Week. We'll be delivering you the news from Miami all week, but first, let me tell you about the heat we're bringing to the city with our sold-out event. During the day, we have superstar panels with Latin Kings Romeo Santos and Maluma, plus premieres with Christina Aguilera and her fun wine. I'll be trying it all. And attendees can grab exclusive Billboard Urban Outfitters swag. And when the sun goes down, we're gonna head to the Oasis for the parties and live music. Performing, we have Camilo, our first ever Billboard Espanol cover star. And later in the week, it's time to get talkie-talkie with Ozuna. This all leads up to the Billboard Latin Music Awards on Thursday, September 29th, where Bad Bunny is leading the pack of nominees with a staggering 23 nods. That's it for today. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. I gotta go hit up some of these Latin Music Week activities, so make sure you come back tomorrow for all the latest and greatest. We'll see you then.
Before we go, Hurricane Fiona has devastated Puerto Rico. If you would like to help the people of Puerto Rico, Billboard suggests making a donation to www.redcross.org/donate.